This is Moments with Foo with James Foo Torres, better known as Foo, the show that takes you around the world to share interviews with some of the most successful and relevant people on the planet, hear their stories, and get the most important business lessons they have learned on their road to success, and get exclusive advice on how to implement their success into your life and business. Moments with Foo is brought to you by the Strategic Advisor Board and your host, Foo.
Welcome to Moments with Foo. I'm your host, James Foo Torres, but you can call me Foo, hence the name of the show. Today, I have Gail and Gregory Hogue. They are sacred geometry experts, and I'm going to let them tell you more about that. But first, Gregory and Gail, how are you?
Oh, thank you for having us today. This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we were able to make this happen, because I know, you know, we were having like technical issues. I got sick, all other kinds of things, but we're here now, and I'm excited to get into this, because, you know, last conversation that I had with you, I was very intrigued about this sacred geometry. So I hope that we can learn some good stuff in here and put some good value in this conversation. So let's kick it off with a quick introduction about, you know, what is sacred geometry, and what do you guys make a company out of this, and, you know, a little bit about yourselves.
Great. Well, I'll just give you a real brief overview. Sacred geometry is something that shows us how the universe is created, because when it comes down to it, this gets a little esoteric. However, energy is just very amorphous, right? There's no structure to it. It's just energy. And yet, here we are with bodies and with this incredible environment that we live in, and all of this physical stuff. How did it get here? So what we've studied all these years is that there are certain patterns and rhythms and cycles and ways that that energy comes into form. And when we follow that, when we're connected to that, then we are in sync. And that changes everything in our lives, how we feel in our relationships, in our business, how we prosper, all of that.
So really, it's about the way universe is designed, and what we do and what we have been doing for almost 40 years now is bringing that into structures that we build, into things that people can wear that vibrate with those universal patterns. And that shifts our vibration and the way we think and the way we feel when we're like being in nature is such a different experience than being in the middle of a city with all kinds of stuff going on. And so this takes us out of that stress, out of that energy, and puts us in a different energy when we surround ourselves with the way universe does it.
I love that. I mean, I've seen all kinds of videos and like images and things of how the eye and the space and just like water and all these different elements, how they have symmetry, right? They have this like geometry that is natural in the universe. So that's why it's something that, you know, I can really see, you know, what you guys are saying. I know it's a little esoteric, you know, getting into the woo-woo stuff, but it's just a matter of, it is in nature, it is in it's out there, and being able to leverage that energy, because everything is energy. It's something that we should all be constantly looking for, how to connect with nature, how to connect with these natural things, to be more in tune with Mother Earth, I believe, and just the energy, the collective energy, I would say. So
yeah, that's, you know, food, that's sense. So important what you're saying, because I think we're in a time right now where so many people are feeling very disconnected. And yet we are in a world that's all about connection, where if you look at the way that a seed grows, the way plants grow, the way river flows, the way our weather patterns have cycles, then we can understand that we are connected. We are really all one. And the more that we use that, we can feel more centered. We can understand our relationships with the world. And in terms of business, I think that one of the things about business that happens is we get so focused on just a one-dimensional way of looking at business that we forget what it's really all about. It's about the relationships that we're creating with our customers, with the world, with our employees, all of the people that are involved with that. And the more that we have that kind of centered understanding, the better we feel, the better our success is in the world, and the more the universe wants to support us as well, because we're in sync with what goes on. You know, it's kind of like when we're in sync, things happen in a perfect way. You know, when you're thinking about somebody and all of a sudden that person calls you, there's that synchronicity that's essential. And I believe that a good business thrives on that kind of synchronicity, as well as thriving on our intuition. And one of the things that we work with, and by the way, we've been doing this work for close to 40 years, and we just published a book that just came out that's doing extremely well. And it's just very important to understand that our intuition, that synchronicity, all the things that we can't necessarily see are part of a very important part of how we can conduct ourselves in business, how we can establish a vision for our business, what it can be, and allow things to happen in a way that amazing occurrences will come forward for us.
So can you give us some actionable tips or advice, maybe based on the book or just in general? And I'm guessing it's in the book if it's something very valuable, because, you know, you just got it out and I'm pretty sure you put as much value as possible. So do you have any actionable tips or advice that are in the book that you can give to the audience so they can get a little taste of it, and also something that they can take action, something easy to rep?
Well, you're wanting something that can help people be, I'd say, present. You know, presence is one of the most important aspects of our power. So much of what goes on in nature, when you look at it and look at the way the patterns interact, they are all real time. Everything is moving and flowing. And what happens for us as human beings is that we are only about 10% here. When we're interacting, we're only interacting with a small percentage of who we are. We're much bigger than this. We are multidimensional beings. And what I mean by that is, if you think about your thoughts, you don't see them, but they exist on a higher dimensional level. And your emotions exist on a higher dimensional level. And yet, when we're in this physical body, so many of our problems come about because we don't really know how to work with our emotions and the stress that's going on with the mental aspect of us. We're thinking about what didn't work. We're afraid of what might happen. And that takes us out of the present flow of energy. So just on a daily basis, if we get into a problem, just to get into the moment, just to start breathing and following our breath and be present and not worrying about what happened before or what's going to happen, but just to be here now. That's the way everything in universe, in nature, really works. Because of our heads, we get ourselves out of that synchronicity. So being in the moment and synchronous with all that is, that's where our power is, and that's where we really can get out of the stuff that's causing us pain and difficulty.
mindfulness, right? That being able to that's what I've been taught that mindfulness is just be in the moment. Don't let your mind go to the past or to the future. Just be in the moment, and that's the key to mindfulness. That's why I'm, and you mentioned focusing on your breathing, and that's a big thing that you know, that comes with mindfulness. A lot of people think, oh, breath work, mindfulness, right? Like they go hand in hand, because typically people do breath work to get like that mindfulness to just like, I'm here, I'm fine, just focusing right now, and don't get ahead of yourself, don't go back, right? So and when it comes to you're gonna say something, sorry.
I'm just agreeing. It's the way everything in universe works. Energy flows when we're in the moment and vibrating with what it is that we're creating. And that's the way energy works, and it follows those patterns. And so I can show you pictures if you like, but if we follow the patterns of what is, then we can also be present with what is.
Yeah, I agree. So when it comes to the sacred geometry, right, that's the your guys' expertise. I mean, I see all this, that's the pendant here, right, that you have, and then there's the things that you have there on the background. Is there something that people, something actionable tips that people can start taking action on that sacred geometry part of things, right? Like there's like looking for things in nature or doing themselves or buying some kind of thing to get started, you know, what tips or advice do you have for people that want to start getting into sacred geometry?
I would say to begin with, we're talking a little bit about nature, and that's a great place to start, because when we're in nature, find the time not to be just walking briskly because you want to get exercise, but feeling it, feeling the sunshine, feeling the air, noticing your breath, looking at the colors in nature, the different structures. And that is a very important way that we're reaching into it, and we're becoming more aware and more connected with it. And when we're connected with nature, we are then more connected with ourselves. That's part of the whole thing with mindfulness. We're in the present. We get our minds to be quiet and not driving us in different directions. So that's one of the things. And nature is really where we see all of this amazing sacred geometry. And then what we've actually done, Fu, is over these years, we realized that most of us are living in environments that are very restrictive. They are not opening ourselves up to these very important connections. So we've created different tools that in a way are like antenna systems. They help us to have that connection, to restore what's natural to us, and to be able to be more fully who we are, not just somebody who goes to work, not just somebody who, you know, calls themselves something or other, but more of the vastness of who we are. And then we get into the creative side. We get into the intuitive aspects, the softer side, the more feminine energies that we embody, as well as the masculine energies. And so the sacred geometry tools that we have are really easy ways for people to be able to affect the environment and affect what's on their body so that they can actually stay more connected. And the importance of that is that there's so many distractions. There's so much that takes us off of our game. And what we're really working on is coming back into that. And we have a website, and we'll give that in a little bit. But we have all these different geometries and information and shapes, and people recognize them. Sometimes they'll say to us, I saw that in a meditation. I saw that in a dream. I saw that in a vision, because somehow we know it. And so we're coming back to the things that we intrinsically know And the more that we focus on that instead of the things that are a distraction, the better things come together for us.
I like the concept of it's an antenna that can just attract that energy, attract that positivity, all like, you know, mm-hmm. all kinds of things that we want to be able to kind of move away from the stress of like, oh, work and just doing chores and doing that, just surviving basically, and just get more in tune with life, with the beauty of nature, the beauty of just being alive and all that, right? That's what I got from that.
And Fu, if I can share with you now this visual of the way we are. When I said we're multidimensional, we are like an iceberg that's mostly hidden. I've turned it upside down because the energy flows from soul, from source, all the way into our physical body. It's like a boat that is pumping oxygen to a deep sea diver. And when we're talking about all the issues in our life, like electromagnetic pollution, the cell phones, the computers, the stress blocks that flow, negative emotions. Every single time we get upset, we get angry, that's where we disconnect from our power, from clear thinking. And judgments, beliefs, the toxins in the environment, all these things block that flow of energy. And when Gail was talking about all the things in nature that follows patterns, here's a number of them. And when you look at some of the ones that spiral, this is because they're following certain measurements that are there with our physical body. So you see, if I were to measure from my hand to my wrist, and then to my elbow, I get this same measurement from my shoulder to my elbow, from the top of my head to my navel to my feet. All these are relationships of geometry that we can bring into our lives. And here's something where I'm showing you the diameter of the moon plus the diameter of the earth equals the number of degrees in this geometry to the right. And that geometry is what's sitting here next to me. And so this geometry works with that phi ratio, the way your body's connected and related to everything, and the way your body is built. And this is also related to the diameter of the moon and the diameter of the earth added together. So all of these kinds of things that exist in our world are brought into this antenna system. Like when you said, this starts to vibrate with that aspect of how you're created, that aspect of how the moon and the earth are dancing together in this dance that's been going on for eons as they revolve about each other. And by bringing this into our lives and then putting it on some of the pendants that we have, we can bring that energy in and start vibrating with that same frequency that will shift the way we think, shift the way we feel, because we're moving to a bigger context. We're so much more, as I said, than this little character. But when this character starts dancing with the way the universe is created, it allows you to feel something so expansive, so deep, so powerful, with such clarity that it shifts people's lives. And that's the really fun thing that we've been discovering over the last, 40 years of doing this work.
Yeah, so I really I remember you sending me or you showing me that graphic. It's pretty cool how like the symmetry, right? And there's exceptions, right? Because there's a lot of people with like super huge wingspans and all that, right? But it is a common thing in nature, right? There's exceptions for everything, and that's kind of part of life. So then having just to kind of summarize this from based on what I got is that being able to have this geometry around you, it's a way to attract this energy and to be able to get more like in tune with this thing, right? Like it's like this. So, and then each element has like a slightly well, different vibration that attracts different things. And the combination of that is how you kind of create your own environment depending on, you know, the things that you need. Because, you know, you say the sphere and then we have the things, right? We have the pendant. We used to mention electromagnetism and all these things, right? Like, so it's trying to put it all in a box, but it's a little complicated.
That's why we wrote a book that's 250 pages and it is just scratching the surface, but it gives people an understanding of how everything is dancing together. And even time is working with space. And we're in cycles of 26,000 year cycles, the way that each sign of the zodiac stays in a cycle for 2,160 years. And there are certain geometries that relate to that. And so geometries relate to time, and you'll find that there are so many sacred measures in different texts, like in the Bible. A week of 7 days has, when you break it down into the minutes and break it down into the seconds, you can find the exact diameter of the sun. And you can find certain other aspects of creation that are there wrapped up in time and working with 60 cycles or 60 minute, 60 second cycles. And there's so much that's based on a base 60 counting system, which was introduced to us by the Sumerians. And that was a discovery on their part of the way universe works. We're still using it. 24 hours in a day reduces 4 plus 2 is 6. And then 60 seconds in each minute, 60 minutes in each hour. It's like all of these things create geometries as well as work with time. So we spin things at certain frequencies because the spinning of time is relating it to certain geometries and rhythms within our body. And we follow certain rhythms that have in the past been taken off off cycle by just having lighting where we can stay up at night and get out of that alignment we had with the sun and the moon of going to bed at a certain time and waking at a certain time. So all of these things affect us. So we're creating technologies that can help create something that can bring more balance back into our lives, because so much is going on that's taking us out of balance.
Definitely alignment, being find balance on everything that we do. Very, very, very important. It's for everything, right? It's the key for success. It's the key for happiness. The key for everything is find that balance. We all have the dark energy, light energy. It's just a matter of what do we, you know, how do we potentiate it? How do we balance things? And, you know, kind of like the concept of the yin yang, right?
Absolutely.
Just always a little bit, but as long as it's balanced, right, it's gonna be fine. So, thanks for you know giving us all this knowledge. I don't know, it's like a lot, but then you have the book. So, can you tell us what's the name of the book and how can people find it?
The name of the book is Sacred Geometry, the Universal Language of Divine Alignment. And that sounds like a bit of a mouthful, but really what we're getting to, Fu, is that there is a way that we come back into sync, like we've been talking about, come back into that resonance, that alignment in a natural way. And I believe we all are yearning for this. We want that inner self to really be joyful, to feel peaceful, to be able to relate to the world around us, not in a way of fear, but in a way of presence, acceptance, joy. Those are the natural things to be able to really love where we're at. So Gregory, can you show us the link here, which is to our website? And you can get to a page on our website that'll tell you more about the book. It's selling on Amazon. It's both in a Kindle version, and we have a paperback as well that we can sell from our website too. And we are going to continue to interact with people, give them more information, go deeper into it, because we believe that the more that you find yourself in there and apply it to your lives, the more positive it is in the long run.
Great. So last three questions is, who would you like to connect? What can people expect from you guys? And how can people find you? Other than, I guess we got this, it's the same website without the book, I'm guessing. And then what else?
Yeah, correct. If you just go to iconnectall.com, you'll see our website. And so that's really the best way to connect with us. We're in Colorado in the U.S. You were asking who to connect. Can you explain exactly
who would you like, you know, what people would you like to connect with, and how can people find you? But you already said how can people find you, but the other thing is like, what can people can expect from you as, you know, if you guys have a service or a community or something, or just a book, you know, just what to expect.
It's like what we're doing with the book and what we're doing with our website. And then we have different workshops that we're going to be conducting about the book and about all of these issues we're sharing now on our YouTube channel. And then so you can find us on YouTube, find us in a lot of the different social media outlets. And we are going to continually show people how they can connect to the higher aspect of themselves. I mean, this is all about divine connection for you and how you can expand your ability just to be present and happy in this life and be fulfilling in your purpose so that you can manifest what it is you're here to manifest. We're here to do this whole journey together, and it's by working together with each other and the universe that we can fulfill our opportunity to shift the notch a little more toward love, a little more toward unity, and express the true nature of our being, which is love.
Fu, I think we're in an amazing time right now where more and more people, you know, we've been so divided. There's been so many things that have kept us more in a place of separation. And people want to come back together again. And that's part of what we're really here for, too, is putting out that information and to continue to connect with people. We've been doing this for over 40 years, and we absolutely love what we're doing. And we develop these products that help people so that they can live a life that really supports all of who they are and find the creative genius within themselves and more of that center of love and compassion. So that's really, you know, our work is for everyone. It really isn't about a target audience, because we believe that everyone needs to have more of the connections that help them be a fuller, more loving, more productive, and healthier human. So that's really what the work is about.
Oh, well, thanks, Gail, Greg. It's been a great conversation. I mean, there's a lot to learn still, but it's good to kind of start here, start getting the why, and then start digging more into, okay, now what, right? Like, what should I buy? What should I build? What should I do to be able to leverage this sacred geometry and leverage that energy that this can brings to our life, that alignment, that synchronicity with the collective, with Mother Earth, with and just with reality in general, or at least this 3D reality, right? And being able to then tap into other, like maybe a little bit more of our higher self, right? Because of mm-hmm. that, being able to get into a state that we're able to access more than just this 3D realm, right? So that's one something that I'm working on actively. Not easy. You get mindfulness for me is complicated. Even here, I'm like starting to think other stuff. And then it's like Greg was saying, like, okay, just focus on the breathing. And I don't know if you noticed, I was like, okay, I'm here. Good. I love just doing breath work and all that. And just so I can then in my normal life, I remember like the breath is always there for me. You know, it's always there for you to just focus on your breathing, focus on being present. And not like, oh, I messed this up. Like I recently, like I'm changing my name and I don't know if I'm doing it like early, you know, like rebranding is always hard. And I open a new company and I'm thinking about like, oh, did I do it right? Should I just stay with Imperium and blah, 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 you know? And I'm like, okay, no, just be present, be here, enjoy this. Like, this is good. Like you're learning something that you want to know about. And also recording it so that the audience can also get value, like as many people as possible can get value from this. So
yeah,
that's my perspective.
and it's beautiful. And you summed it up beautifully, Fu. And, you know, the reason that we've created these tools, the reason that we wear these pendants is because as antennas, they help to connect us to that higher aspect of who we are. So we're not just bantered around by all these different thoughts and different mm-hmm. things that are mm-hmm. distracting us, because there's so much out there in the environment that does that. So our tools are really designed to support you to be able to follow your heart, follow your breath, be more present, and be able to come forward more with the absolute magical beauty of who you are.
And just as you said, your breath is always there for you. Everything in front of you is there for you. We're here for you. Your interaction with us and being totally here, having the joy of just talking back and forth and relaxing and being, that's the power that you have within you that can be expressed with every single thing. And the nice thing about working with these sacred geometric tools as a universal language, they universally connect to the higher dimensional realms. So you are working on a fourth dimensional, fifth dimensional realm. There's so much going on in the world today where there's talk about us expanding into the higher aspects of our being. And that's what this is helping people to do. To expand into the fifth dimensional aspects that move us beyond time and work with our mental capabilities in a way where we can experience something beyond this mundane reality simultaneous to this reality, which lifts it out of the mundane and makes it absolutely every day is incredible. Because it's an opportunity to experience more than you've ever experienced before. Just like being a little child again and discovering all the fun things that you never saw in this way or felt in this way before. So what fun. We have a journey in front of us.
Yeah. I'm excited to learn more about this. So I just thank you for coming here. I'm look forward to have more conversations with you, to get some bling, you know, get some stuff. Like I told you guys before that I want it, and I'll connect with you guys, but offline, right? But thank you for coming here, and I hope that we can do some good stuff together.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
you take good care. Lots of
and
love,
lots blessings. Of blessings and love.
So this was Gail, Gregory, and Fu, and this is us signing off.
Thanks for listening to Moments with Fu with your host, Fu. Please leave your feedback and visit strategicadvisorboard.com to get the latest and greatest business advisement on the planet. Follow us on social media for updates, and we will see you on the next episode.